Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome to the Rosecast, the number one Bachelor recap podcast hosted by a male and racial best friend duo. Quick Women Tell All recap.
Okay.
Did you watch it?
No.
Wow. God, what a beautiful life you live.
Yeah, no, you know.
It's got to feel good.
You know, I just said, I don't want to watch this. So I didn't. And I feel great.
That's awesome.
It was awesome. That's awesome.
You sound awesome.
I didn't ask anybody.
Renewed.
You know, last time I asked, I'm like, do you think I should watch this? And some people were like, yeah, I didn't, you know, I don't care if I should watch this or not. I'm not going to watch it. So I didn't watch it. And I felt great going into Tuesday, not having watched it.
Clean. Here's my recap.
I'd have been dreading Tuesday if I had already watched 2 hours and then had to watch another.
No.
Probably not.
It was paint by numbers for the most part. One thing that stood out at the time was the cast was getting after Clayton. They were really upset with Clayton. And remember, this is Monday. And I haven't seen a single season preview. I think that needs to be reiterated. I don't know if I've been clear about that.
Did these people know what happened?
Yeah, they all knew what happened.
Oh, so it was.
And they even said that at the end. One of them was like, we've been reading up on.
Yeah, we know what happened.
Like, first of all, how dare you? That's what it was like when Kate Clayton came out. I'm like, what are they so upset about? And then I watched last night. I was like, oh, okay.
All right, I'm so mad about Clayton.
It was a little hotter than I expected. The other things I want to mention.
What other notes you got?
They showed Jesse's bloopers from his season, which made me want to watch the season. They were very funny. It used to be a fun show. It used to be a fun, lighthearted show.
What happened with Shanae? That's the real thing I wanted to.
Oh, shit. No apology.
No apologies?
No apology. She just.
I assume that was a big part of it.
That was a huge part
Shrimp
of it.
Gate.
Like not a lot of shrimp mentioned. Just
no shrimp. They didn't have.
I didn't take any notes.
Had that been me, I would have had everyone brought out some shrimp. If I'm Shanae,
there was a shocking lack of shrimp bits.
Seemed like there would have been a bit where everyone got brought a platter of shrimp from Shanae as an apology.
Oh, like Pizza Peter.
Yeah, like Pizza Peter.
No, there was none of that.
Well,
but it was even more than usual. Not one person talking at once. It was a lot of multiple people talking at
just
once.
Just everyone talking?
Everyone talking. Yeah. It was a tell-all.
So anything gained from it?
No. Shanae didn't apologize, which
we didn't learn any
information.
Did anyone get their comeuppance that deserved
Shanae.
It?
Shanae. Shanae got, everyone raked Shanae
everyone,
over the, they got their jabs in and she was
got
just
their
like,
shots
what?
In. I don't no, apologize.
Not sorry. Yeah, she didn't apologize. Okay. So we're basically where we started with that. But other than that, you know, it was paint by numbers. What did you think of the overnight dates episode?
Well, first here, Rim, yeah. I got a little tidbit for you, Rim.
Yeah, let's hear it.
I got two headlines of the week. This is a good time for this one, though, from Pop Sugar. Fans think Teddy Wright's black dress is proof she'll be the next Bachelorette.
The dress?
According to fan pages and Twitter accounts, Rim, wearing a black dress for this episode is no accident. It's been a trend among women in the past who are about to be announced as the next Bachelorette, including Hannah Brown, Michelle Young, and Katie Thurston.
Okay, that three is
that's
a trend.
Three is
are
like
you
proof.
Kidding
me?
Three is
that's
proof.
She was wearing, apparently Teddy was wearing, I'm looking at the dress here, she was wearing a black dress. People think she's the next Bachelorette because of it. That, listen, those three in a row.
Three is a lot of that.
That's a lot. That's a lot. Okay. Just something to note. Anyways, let's move on.
My note is Marlena had a great lime dress. It
popped. Who looked? That's a. She had
I didn't
a
take
what?
All the dress notes. I didn't take
Not
all the dress,
dress
notes.
But who was most bachelorette-y?
I don't know.
Had that vibe.
Teddy
the
didn't talk much. Teddy didn't talk much at the women's tell.
But who got the push?
No.
Who
one.
Got to go down there and sit on their own? When maybe
I don't
they,
even remember. I don't
for
even
no
remember.
Reason.
I believe it's Susie.
Okay, so you think it's nobody there.
I
no
thought
one
it was
really
nobody
got,
at the tell-all.
No,
yeah.
You walked away from the tell-all not thinking any... You didn't think anyone got a push.
No, I think people tried to push themselves. There were a couple like, but I hope like, he's out there. Okay. I think Serene had a little... They, you know how they always tease it? They come real close. Someone's up there and, you know, the host, now Jesse, says like,
that's what I'm saying.
Do you think someone's out there for you? And they go like, I just hope I can find someone.
Okay.
You know,
so Serene got a little
walls
bit.
Are down. Serene had that huge. A little bit. It okay. wasn't like, oh my gosh, here we go.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Let's just go through the episode. Obviously,
like we always do.
Well, I was going to preamble and do a big takeaway, but I'm saying, like, let's be honest. The first hour and a half of this episode is almost not even worth recap.
Fly through the first parts.
That's what I'm saying.
Fly through it.
Overnight dates. No better place to fall in love than Iceland. Susie
the
Gable.
Hilton at Iceland.
Yes. I was watching the John Oliver show on HBO, which I do on mm-hmm. occasion, and they have these little, like, offbeat things, you know, montages in the middle.
I'm aware of John. I've watched that show.
But
yeah.
you know, the weird montages in the yeah. middle where they have, like, newscasters saying the same thing or whatever. Mm-hmm. They had a whole thing of people on The Bachelor being saying, there's no better place to, you know, so-and-so place is the perfect place to fall in love. Yeah. They did it for 100 places. And there was one on season where funny. It was like, rural North Dakota is the perfect place to fall in love.
That's anyway, funny. That's funny.
Susie, Gabby, and Rachel. Clay might be falling in love with all three. He might already be in love with Susie. Cut to the three of them sitting silently in the hotel room together.
I had to rewind that. When he said it,
kind of came out of
nowhere.
It seems
like
he
tipped us all off as who his favorite was for no reason.
Yeah. I am skeptical of the timeline. I'm fully jaded now. I'm skeptical of the timeline of anything anyone says that I don't see them say. And even if I see him say it, I don't know when they said it.
Okay.
Because there was when Susie was on her date, she says, I'm all in at this point. I'm not sure Susie would have said that after the other two dates.
That's a good point. I may be falling in love with all these women, and I may already be in love with Susie.
It's possible that audio came later and they put it at the top of the show. I hate that I think like this.
Yeah,
I'm
not
keep repeating
going,
it. I know
yeah,
it
that's
sucks.
Too much. That's
it sucks.
Too much.
I know. Jaded. Need a break. someone needs a break from the show, and it's yours truly. Tin foil for everything. So they're in the hotel room together.
Awkward scenario where they have all three girls sitting there in silence. We love it.
Mm-hmm.
I love that they do this to them. Susie, I believe, says, it's weird, but I'm happy to see you all. No, you guys are not happy to see each other. Mm-mm. No, you're not.
Gabby says, I haven't dated anyone for this long and not had time alone. It's almost as if you're not even dating when you... put it in that perspective. If you've literally never been alone. Anyway, Jesse enters, says no cameras, no intrusions on the overnights. Except we're thinking about having Sinead pop in. We'll play it by ear. Her flights that might bring her back. Rachel's up first, so after she leaves, Susie and Gabby talking. For Susie, it would be a tough pill to swallow if Rachel and Clayton get intimate. I'm hoping he takes physical intimacy as seriously as I do. What was your initial reaction to this? This was a revelation.
My note here, we might have some trouble.
And
in the moment, my notes.
And you hadn't seen any preview. Yeah, I didn't know anything.
Knew nothing. We might have some trouble here. Trouble's brewing after she said that. When she said, I hope he takes physical intimacy as serious as I do,
Yeah.
Not that he doesn't, but what you're talking about, he's going to go against that. I almost guarantee it.
And you're going
so
last.
So we're
going to
have
Susan.
Some conflict.
That's another guarantee is you're going last.
Yeah.
Rachel date, daytime. Rachel's hoping Clayton tells her he's falling in love with her because she, I believe, has said that to him already at this point. He did not reciprocate.
Yes, you're right.
Helicopter ride over Iceland.
Well, hold up, Brim. First, she runs and jumps into his arms. Did you hear the audible from Clayton?
Oh, from him? No.
Yeah. So, like we said last week, something's
like
different.
Like a Leon Black?
About, it was like a It was. He didn't
like how
mean
you
do, to
do how
it.
You do Susie.
He didn't mean to do it, I don't think. It's just what came out when she jumped into his arms and started kissing him.
How could you hear that through the mic and all the baggy clothes they were wearing? They go on a helicopter ride.
Breathtaking.
Hop off. Yeah. Oh, amazing.
What do you want me to say? It's breathtaking.
Awesome. Well, we're trying to go fast. They get off and then they make out. Should they talk?
Yes.
Nah. Let's just make out. That clip makes me laugh 100 times out of 100.
No like, one knows how you do it, Susie.
she tells him to shut the f*** up and he goes, They're in the volcano. Pretty cool.
It's cool. I will say, the volcano inside of the volcano wasn't as cool as I thought it was going to be.
No, I need.
I would have
lava
got down there 400 feet like they said they're going. You know, the colors aren't where I expected them to be. They're not as vibrant.
Not
they're not as bright.
No,
I thought there'd be some brightness in here. This just is a rock.
Remember the challenge the when they spent the night in that cave and it was like all lit up with like gemstones?
That's what I was actually that exact moment is what I was thinking of. Was that magical rock on MTV The Challenge that they slept overnight? It was like
also
blue
in Iceland
and glowing.
Yeah,
that's what I was expecting down here.
It's just
awesome
it's a
colors.
Disappointing volcano.
Disappointing, very disappointing.
And frankly, we know there's an active volcano there. They could have gone to that. Little discussion in there. They try to whisper, but there's nowhere for the sound to go, obviously. Rachel asks, he has any questions? My family was very impressed by you. Brief chat. Clayton has no reservations. She wants him to open up, she says to the camera, and he hasn't yet. Now,
is it just physical?
Is that your question?
No, that's what they're wondering. Someone said. Someone mentioned this. Maybe Clayton.
She wants him to open up. And I realized this episode that the whole season, open up means say he or she loves, is in love with me or falling in love with me.
Yes.
Anytime someone referred to opening up, that's only
that's what
they meant. Only.
Agreed.
She teases that maybe their relationship is not meant to be if he doesn't open up.
Well, yeah, if he doesn't tell you he loves you, then friends probably not.
Probably not gonna get engaged.
You're right. You're probably right.
Back at the hotel. Gabby wants Clayton to fully open up. And Susie doesn't know if he's falling in love with more than one person or anyone at all. Anything else here?
Gabby mentions they're all going to fantasy suites. I want the person I'm gonna be with to explore other relationships. I want him to explore everything. Everything, she says. I really do. Getting to know us inside and out, she says. Susie is not in agreement.
No.
Nope. Everything you just said there, I do not want him to do, actually.
That actually disgusts me.
We are not on the same page.
Yeah, Gabby's cool with it all.
I thought the dynamic between Susie and Gabby was funny this entire time. Anytime they'd cut back, one person would be talking, and I knew the other person wasn't in agreement with what they were saying.
But they didn't say so.
They didn't say anything either. Yeah. They're just like, yeah. Because Susie was talking about how she didn't want Clayton to do anything. I knew Gabby didn't care. And then Gabby was talking later about how she wanted him to do stuff with people.
Yeah.
Physically.
Hope he goes. And she was and being detailed about it. Too. She's like, hope he goes all the way.
All the way, yeah. with everybody. I want him to be sure.
The nighttime
and
portion.
I knew Susie didn't think that way, so it's just a good dynamic. I think there's one later too.
The nighttime portion of Rachel's date. Beautiful lighting.
Think, before you jump into this, do you think there was any chance they're kind of teeing up like he's got to do something or it's not going to work? Did you think there's any chance Rachel was going home by choice?
No.
Because she put the ultimatum down kind of that he needed to open up. If he hadn't have opened up, she would have left, it seemed like.
So going into the state, you're asking if I thought there was a chance he wouldn't say.
Yeah, he wouldn't
say.
So,
and then she would self-eliminate because he couldn't get there, as we say.
Did that cross your mind at all?
No, because while I didn't see the previews, I heard rumblings that he... Well, and they teed it up like, I'm falling in love with all three. So I thought he would say it to at least two. Yeah. I thought he'd say it to at least two.
Okay.
Did you think she was... That was a possibility?
They're kind of teeing it up. I didn't think so, but it crossed my mind at least that maybe it was a possibility that we're missing something with these two.
A lot of... I thought Rachel was number one going into this.
She said something about being... This kind of came out of nowhere to me, but the whole, what they were presenting to us was Rachel feels like she's been open and vulnerable with Clayton and he hasn't been the same. So, and she says she needs a two-way relationship. I didn't get that from previous interactions with those two, but I just thought it was a possibility. Yeah. Maybe.
A lot of talk from Rachel about not knowing where he's at as far as the L word.
Mm-hmm.
She hints at it to start. She's like, hey, remember when I told you, like, I was falling for you? That was cool. Like, wouldn't that be cool if you did the same?
Wouldn't mind you doing the same, pal.
Wouldn't hate it. You don't have to, but I wouldn't hate it. And then she describes I think the most recent rose ceremony where she said she couldn't breathe and she was terrified. Mm-hmm. And it put in perspective how she feels about him. She also cried all the way back to the hotel because she didn't know how he feels. Did I accurately describe that?
Yeah, and she says it's the first time she's felt that way. I think it's the first time she really felt like she might go home this whole season.
It's starting to get serious.
It hit her.
Clayton takes a second to respond to this. Trying to think of how the gears were turning. And he says, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to say it. He says, I wasn't 100% transparent with your family. The quote was, I've come to terms with what I'm feeling. I kind of wish I had told you earlier. I'll just come out and say, I'm falling in love with you.
Wow. Wow.
Rachel's elated.
Yeah. Couldn't be happier.
He's been feeling this way for a couple weeks.
I was confused by the delivery of this. When he mentioned the family, I thought he was saying something about how it basically didn't go well with the family. But then the next sentence he's saying, I love you. But maybe I was reading into it too much or read wrong.
Was he referencing a moment when one of her family members asked, do you love Rachel?
He might have
tiptoed around it.
He says, I don't feel like I feel like he was kind of making it seem like he was on edge with her family almost.
Maybe.
That's how I kind of took that.
They kiss and they head to the fantasy suite where production blew their entire candle budget for the whole season. Anything else on the Rachel?
You had to do something for her because she just had a normal hotel room.
Yeah, it was tight in there.
Tight quarters.
It reminded me of early when I watched those old Goat seasons. Like the first season with Alex was literally just a hotel room.
The what seasons?
The Goat.
Oh, the Goat. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, you're right. Well, this wasn't even a suite.
Square footage.
This wasn't a suite. This is just a normal hotel room. So they had to put some candles in there, spruce things up a bit.
Back at the house. Put some mirrors everywhere to make it seem bigger. That's an old decorating trick. Back at the house. Susie spinning out a little bit. She says, sex would be a big boundary to cross if Clayton felt it was Susie at the end of this.
Mm-hmm. Basically, if he's picking me and he's had sex with other people, that's going to be tough for me.
No go.
That's a no. As she's saying that, they're cutting
back and forth.
Back and forth, Clayton and Rachel in the tight quarters.
In the tight
hotel
quarters.
Rooms. Okay.
Getting physical.
Physical.
They stop short of the infrared cameras. They don't do this on the cut the camera.
Cut the camera. Close the door, cut the camera.
Next morning, Clayton describes the night as near perfect.
Yeah.
These two can't even make breakfast without stopping for a makeout.
Listen.
Let the eggs burn while they kiss each other on the countertop.
Don't put her up on the island that has a stove on it. Exactly. That seemed dangerous to me.
Grease is jumping out.
She was a foot away from the hot stove. But that would the passion they're feeling. Danger's worth it. Okay.
When Clayton leaves, Rachel yells literally from the rooftops, "I love you." And Clayton yells the same from the street.
Yeah, of course.
So now he's going to be in deeper. Well, I thought this was interesting because number one, he's going to be in deeper, even deeper shit than he would have been before if he doesn't choose her. But also he didn't, we don't know what happened on the overnight, what was said. But
they
the
must have said, "I love you" to each other.
I would hope so. Otherwise, if this was the first
time
exchange,
no, it can't be.
We don't know what happened. So let's pretend it was the first exchange. If you're Clayton, like, what can you possibly, you kind of have to say it. It's a loud public, "I love you." He can't be like, "Oh, thanks. But just to reiterate, I'm merely falling in love with you. I just want to leave some wiggle room there if that's okay." He has to be like, "I love you," you know, because it's a movie scene. What's going on? So, we don't know what they said in the cover of darkness, but
they love each other. That's all there is to it, Rim.
So you don't think he's just saying stuff with her?
The way he said it kind of like, I don't know. He's excited.
Yeah.
Like, I can't even hide my excitement. I got to yell it. Like a rom-com.
It was a
rom-com scene. Later, we find out this is just kind of Clayton's thing, yelling this to people.
Well, yeah. At the house. Susie did not sleep very well, obviously.
She's worried about them having sex, folks. That's what mm-hmm. she's worried about. The man she loves. Probably worried because she didn't say anything to him before, either. She feels like maybe she should have at this point.
It's possible.
Maybe Clayton she didn't also know she was going to have these feelings. Do you think she knew? Long-term thought from her? Or this was kind of like in the moment when I sat down with these three women and I start to really think it through, and there's going to be, you realize what's going on and it's fantasy suites. It kind of happened in the spur of the moment.
You realize how not on board you are with
it. And you realize, you're not on board. Do you think it was that? Or do you think she's had this and just kind of forgot to tell him?
Maybe, though, she did.
Or maybe she just wanted him to make the right decision on her own.
I think that's what it was. I think she just pinned her hopes on, like, if he really loves me, he wouldn't do this, and mm-hmm. then I'll know for sure. But okay. I don't think she realized it mid-dates. I think she had the same feeling beforehand. Rachel returns, and she says, among other things, "I'm sorry, y'all, in advance." It was a very quick, like, sorry in advance.
Oh, she said, "I'm sorry."
She said, it was that quick. She says, "I'm so sorry, y'all, in advance." And then Susie gave her a look like,
"What you mean, sorry?
What does that mean?" So Rachel's under the impression that it's wrapped up. I mean, an hour ago, Clayton just declared, "I love you" from the street.
So you think that was a nice, "I'm sorry, you guys are wasting your time here."
Yeah.
Oh.
That's what it seemed like.
I didn't catch that. Wow. Rachel says it's a big night. It's going to be hard for all of us. Susie's reading into things. You can see it on her face.
Yeah.
This is a gradual hill.
Yeah,
rise.
It's a roller coaster going up and up and up and up, and then it falls off a cliff.
Everyone knows the drop's coming.
You can all see this coming.
Yeah.
Clayton's alone. Everything went perfectly with Rachel. He said he didn't know he was going to say he's in love with Rachel, but he meant it, and that's why he said it. At this point, I thought this was the old Ben Higgins double L. Like, the first one was the real one, and now he has to...
Susie being the first one?
No, Rachel.
Oh, Rachel, okay. Now he's going to have to say it to everyone else.
He's going to have to say it to everyone, to at least one other person, to maintain
tension. No reason to have this show.
Exactly.
The last
to maintain the tension for the next episode, more or less.
Sure.
The Gabby date. Dune buggies on the black sands. Anything about Clayton's speed? Country Clayton just tearing around the beach.
The man is zipping around in the dune buggy. Gabby, I thought it was funny. She mentioned she was hoping for an Icelandic cruise and whale watching and champagne and strawberries. That would have been much better. I would also have much rather done that. Not that this was bad.
It's fine.
I mean, I would like to zip around in the sand, but that would be better.
I thought for a second we might get a repeat. Remember when, like, on Matt's first episode, someone flipped
the car.
I think it was him and someone was on it. Like, I don't remember exactly what happened, but someone ended up on the ground
There was a car crash in an episode.
Yeah. We didn't see it happen. They just showed the aftermath.
Who was it? I can't remember who it was.
It might have been Michelle, maybe? I don't remember. But it was just regular ATV. They weren't wearing seatbelts or anything like that. Anyway, inside, beautiful golden hour. They're talking about hometowns.
Can we just talk about the weather in Iceland?
When it's too unpredictable to be the
incredibly
finale location.
It's way too unpredictable. It seems miserable most of the time. But then other times it's okay. But most of the time it's miserable.
The beginning of this
like
day
you can't
was
be outside
awful,
type of situation.
Like, yes.
I don't want to be outside right now. This is ruining everything.
I wouldn't have gone with this. Not for no, the finale.
This isn't the place.
Not for the finale. So inside they're talking about hometowns. She felt like it went well. But then after he left, I think she said she got emotional because she realized how serious things were getting. It started to get real.
One more thing about the dune buggies. Did you think this was more palling around, messing around, you know?
Oh.
Go out there and set up a ramp for me type of vibes instead of a romantic type of situation.
Yeah, probably.
Like, I feel like Gabby and Clayton get a dune bug, it'd be the same as me and you did. We'd be fucking around on the dune bugs. Trying to do different stuff.
Go out there and set up a ramp.
Hey, get out there, Rim, and set up a ramp for me.
Daring each other to do stuff.
I'm going to get us some air here. That's the type
of...
Should
we go off the edge?
Let's get some air type of vibes. That's just what I'm getting here from these two. Let's get some air.
Record me. Watch this. Try a trick. I'm going to try a flip.
They're having a blast. Don't get me wrong. It's more fun than he would have with anyone else, I think. But
yeah, probably,
it seemed like
maybe
palling
Jim
around
Jesse.
Stuff. Yeah, him and Jesse would have a good the same amount of time. Yeah.
So Susie's fearful because the emotions are so real. Clayton feels the same way, but for different reasons, obviously. He's fearful because he's going to have to shatter apparently multiple people's hearts.
Yeah, a couple people.
She knows she could be heartbroken, but she trusts him. This goes back to, like, I want you to fully explore everyone. And she even says, if I do end up with you at the end, I don't want it to be because you don't explore your options.
Sure.
And Clayton mentions one of us opened up. It was you, and that's why we're here. Opening up, reminder, is saying the L word. Then they kiss across the table. Anything else on this?
I wasn't going to open up, so I'm glad you did. I was surely, I certainly
well,
wasn't.
Like, hey, he's camp. In the old days,
I certainly
AB,
wasn't going to.
The lead rarely, if ever, opens up first.
True. I just found that part funny.
Gabby date, nighttime. She's hoping Clayton reciprocates her declaration, her falling in love declaration that she dropped after the hometown. Declaration.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She has other sides, and Clayton appreciates those too. Not just fun, Gabby, but...
Yeah, she mentioned something about men in her past have wanted her to just be fun, Gabby. Clayton's
dance.
Not like
tell
that.
Tell me jokes.
Yeah,
no, jokes Clayton's like, what me. Else you got? In addition to the what? Comedy, which is,
I like,
you know,
hey,
stellar.
Listen, I like what you're doing.
Don't get me wrong.
I like the fun stuff. But what else? And she liked that.
Clayton transitions into how she told him she's falling in love with him. And he thanks her for expressing that to him. I thought for a second he was going to, like, let her down easy and not say it here.
Mm-hmm.
But no, he's feeling it here also. So he's telling Gabby, he tells Gabby he's falling in love and they kiss.
I'm falling in love. I really am.
It just feels right.
And it's not something I came to today. I've been feeling it, he said, which he said to all of them.
Yeah. Two for two so far.
He's been feeling in love with three different people, maybe four, maybe five, for all I know.
Who's the fifth?
I don't know. For all I know.
Well, like you've said, they put you in a position to where it's pretty easy to fall in love with someone if you're just sitting around the world, going
on
the
volcano. You're gonna tell me I'm gonna be in a volcano lowering down,
everything's always good all the time
with someone, and I'm not gonna love them? Are you crazy? Of course I'm gonna love you.
You never, to this point, you haven't had to, like, decide where you're gonna eat, or there's been no, like, conflict. And the fantasy suite, pretty cool geodesic dome tent with enough strawberries to kind of end a famine almost, in a hot tub on the patio. Any comments on that?
They have these at, like, restaurants and bars now. I don't think I like these things.
Care to elaborate?
I just think I'd rather be inside. It just seems like gimmicky.
Yeah.
Just seems like a gimmick that isn't, like, they have one right next to us for like $300. You can rent it out or something. It doesn't seem worth it.
Well, they got to have a space heater.
Yeah.
Where do you go? Does it have a bathroom on site?
No, you have to walk out and go inside.
I'm not talking about your thing at the restaurant. I'm talking about where they spent
talking
the
about
night.
This thing?
Yeah.
I assume there can't be a restroom in there, right? You probably have to go outside.
I think this was like a building with wood. It was a hybrid.
Oh, a hybrid. Okay.
Yeah. This
was
cool.
It
was just like
this
design.
Was cool. I just wanted it to be known to everybody that I don't like the things at the restaurants. That's okay. How they get you. That's all I want known. This looked cool.
And you're in Iceland, dude. You're looking at the stars.
This was the best. Well, we didn't see the third one, but this was the second. This is number one
of
two.
Yeah, no question there.
Number one of two that we saw easily. And it had a bomb hot tub outside.
Yeah, they didn't show him using that. I'm sure they did.
Yeah.
Back at the house. Susie looks like this scene felt like they could have played the theme song from Big Little Lies over it. Like, she's got a big baggy sweater on. She's drinking wine by the fire, just in shambles, thinking about what could be happening at that very moment. Any other comments there?
No, I don't think so. Nope.
Next morning, he toasts to falling in love, being effortless with Gabby.
These two are in love. Mm.
They have
mentioned something about falling asleep to the rain.
Oh.
That would have been interesting in that thing.
Yeah, like a real life call map.
Yeah, right? You're in the rain. You're
basically
in the rain, but
rain.
You're not in the rain. It's like perfect.
The walls are thin, is what you're saying.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm saying.
Then Clayton puts on a Heath Ledger Joker jacket and heads out. Big, long, dramatic
purple.
Blue.
It
wasn't purple. It was blue.
Oh, is it not?
But it was the
blue.
Same cut as Heath Ledger Joker.
That was...
It came out of nowhere, that jacket.
Why did you have that jacket? Why is it so long?
He left Rachel's with
situation.
Sweatpants on.
Yeah, this wasn't a villain jacket scenario.
Jiminy Cricket.
That's a nighttime jacket.
Yeah. You're not supposed to see that in full daylight, that jacket.
You're not. That's something you don't ever want to be seen.
You wear that in
daylight.
A cave. You wear that in a cave.
Yes.
And then he makes a big scene, unprompted.
For no reason.
Yelling at Gabby that he's falling in love and it feels so good. This was...
Yells it to her, just like he did to Rachel. He was
but
matching...
that was in response to something.
That was, but he was matching...
He's matching.
The same thing he did. It was in response, but it's the same type of... Exact same thing. Yelling like that.
At the hotel, Gabby arrives and tells Rachel and Susie what their date consisted of. And also describes their sleeping accommodations, which is a detail I would have left out, me personally.
She's glowing. She's in love. She can't hide it anymore.
Susie's worried, hey, you know, neither Rachel nor Gabby have expressed or shared with me what Clayton has expressed to them. And then she's crying to the camera saying, there's no reason to be crying. I don't know anything. And my comment here was, well, you know, they both spent the night and came back with messed up hair.
Anything about this show, come on. I mean, you know.
You're not certain, but yeah, you know.
You know.
Let's take a quick break, AB.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet Plush Care. A leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
So two dates down, and Clayton's got a big kind of what have I done scene.
I've already told two people I'm in love with them. I noted here you've actually told three, because you've already told Susie. So all three have expressed falling in love at least.
Three, yeah. Three falling. And Rachel.
In love.
So two FLs and one L.
Yeah.
Or IL, in love.
FIL, yeah. Fills.
Two FILs and one IL.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. Susie date, daytime. The first person, Susie's the first person he had feelings of love for.
Because of the clock tower.
Because of the clock tower. Let's pause and discuss the clock tower. At the time the clock tower scene occurred, I was of the opinion that Susie wasn't actually falling in love with him, that she was going along with the stunt, the push stunt. It was hard for me to believe that Susie was falling in love with Clayton at that point.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I felt. Has given what transpired the rest of this episode, do you still feel like that was the case then?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, same.
Because I think you phrased it as like it worked on Clayton. That move worked, and then Clayton moved Susie up.
I think that's what happened. Yeah.
I think so too. It's even windier today.
Too windy.
And hailing also. Hail is a postponement. Treat this like a baseball game. You can't have a final date.
What Susie was having to walk through, she should not have had to do. That level of wind. Nobody should have to do. She was getting blown over. Why can't we just drive her up to the door? They don't need to postpone. They're fine.
Why do you need to meet?
They're doing an
indoor
activity. Why did you have to meet out in the driveway? Not even, not like right outside in the driveway, but down the driveway.
He's
why didn't you just meet
right when
up
she gets out of the car?
Yeah,
you go
inside. You could have just drove up there and walked right in. They're doing it for some sort of suspense, and I think they wanted, you always want them to meet each other, but when it's that windy, you're not going to have the embrace that you're wanting anyway, so you might as well just let them go up.
They're not going to deny the viewers the potential for a leg wrap.
But you're not going to get a leg wrap at this.
You'd
get blown away if she leaves her feet.
It's funny to think she came around like a corner. There were people, producers, with her on the other side of the corner in the weather, and they're like, all right, go. She's like, she probably looked at him like, really? I mean, this, come on. Like, do we have to do this? She's like, go.
It's like a damn wind tunnel.
Go walk
in
200
here.
Yards. It's hailing. All right, go. Off you go.
Come on.
They have a spa day. They do some spa stuff.
Sky Lagoon. Hot
I like
springs.
Lazoon better.
Lazoon is
Lazoon sounds like a spinning lagoon spa.
Sky Lazoon. Hot springs, yeah.
They're rubbing each other down eventually, making out in the shower. All the worries faded away in the shower.
They're doing
voiceover.
Before that, they're doing like jumping back and forth between cold and hot. I don't mess with that. No, thank you. Just give me the stuff that I enjoy. The hot.
Supposed to like shock your, you know.
No, I don't
Wim
like
Hof
that.
Stuff, AB.
Yeah, no thanks.
Then they're in a sauna. She says, oh, I was feeling nervous about this, but I don't know what, but then they kiss.
They seem to be in a good spot throughout this day.
Yeah.
Better than I anticipated. I was wondering in this moment, I wrote here, must have forgotten about her issues with him having sex with other people.
Maybe she didn't think it had happened. She convinced herself it didn't happen.
I just thought we weren't, maybe this was going to end up good for them.
And then this was also where she said, at this point, I'm all in, which I felt like could not have been said on this date.
No.
By Susie.
Agreed.
Clayton says the day was perfect. The love for her is on another level.
Hmm. Yeah, I'm following you. They went swimming in the water?
That looked like the ocean at first. It was a natural.
What was that?
It was a lagoon. It was a sky lagoon. It looked like they were in the ocean, but they were not.
How wasn't it too cold?
That's a good question. It might have been heated.
That was a big body of water to be heated.
I agree.
Iceland,
they got some crazy tech when over I see, there with when heating
I see,
water.
When I see stuff like that, I can't get past it. Like, how are you guys not freezing? But maybe, hey.
Yeah, this is the second time this season you've mentioned the body of water being too cold based on what you see with your eyes.
If I jump in too cold of water, it's just, the scene's over. You're not getting any good footage here.
I think there's something to be said.
I want
They've been going back and forth in cold. They've been outside, going into
that
pool that's cold. Their bodies are already cold.
No, because we had warmed back up. Now re-jumping. Every time you go cold to hot,
sauna,
and you go hot to cold again, it's redoing the whole thing. I'm not going to get used to it. Okay? So if I'm in that water, if it's me and Susie in that water, Susie, get away from me. I'm trying to get out of here.
No, you gotta get close.
I'm not
close,
doing, I'm not filming.
Heat.
I'm not doing this. I'm not doing this. I'll jump in and I'm going to jump right back out. Can't perform under that.
Susie date nighttime. Clayton is hellbent on telling Susie he loves her, which I wasn't certain was going to happen going into it, but it's
first,
not a matter of falling in love. It's past that, he says.
Let me tell you about one of the biggest rackets in the world, Rem.
The Bachelor. But
macaroons.
Yeah.
They had
what's wrong with macaroons?
Plate of macaroons on the table. They're the most expensive dessert in per size, per inch.
Yeah, per density, maybe.
I don't even know what I'm wanting to say. They're in terms of how big they are and how good they are. They're
yeah,
the
they
most.
They can be bad. They can be bad.
They're most expensive and overrated dessert out. Okay.
People are wowed by flashy colors.
We're talking $3 or $4 for each of those cookies. Those little cookies.
Where are you getting your macaroons?
If you got macaroons, unless you're going real cheap on your macaroons, which what's the point? You're spending big dollars per macaroon, okay? $2 to $4, period. Minimum. For little. Those little cookies. It's a racket.
Macaroons are a racket. I'm not
okay. I hear you on that. That's how they get you.
Susie's in the J-Lo dress from the 2000 Grammys. The famous dress. It wasn't green enough. In the light, it looked greener than it probably was, but this date starts. Clayton gets right into it. He brings up the clock tower when she told him she was falling in love with him.
The biggest moment for him was in the clock tower when she told him she loved him.
A moment, again, we thought wasn't what it appeared to be. We thought it was more of a stunt for the next Bachelorette than... This could take their relationship to new heights.
Yeah.
Since that time, he's been thinking about it and he's realized that night I was also falling in love with you, is what he realized. That night.
I've wanted to tell you.
Is that all it? Is that the end of the
I'm reading my notes. Sorry. I froze
your controller
up.
Went out there.
I don't think I got his whole quote written down because the next thing I had written after that, it doesn't progress the conversation we're having.
Regardless, Susie is taken aback because he says, it's no longer about me falling in love with you. I am in love with you. And then Susie says, I adore you, Clayton. Think you're incredible. You can see where this is going, where this has been building all episode.
Thanks,
but here's some things I can't compromise. So she asks him if Clayton feels the same way about somebody else. The look of terror on Clayton's face and almost immediately tears.
Absolute terror. And she asks him if have you slept with other women?
If this didn't end so nastily, I would make a joke about the Curb Your Enthusiasm music hitting right after that first question. That's what it looked like.
She says, those are the things I think would make it impossible to go towards engagement if he slept with other women.
He was not expecting that, to say the least. Because
he's blown away by this question. To be fair, I think to outsiders that don't know this show, that seems like a reasonable question, but... If I think the Bachelor would be blown away to be questioned,
to be
asked that, because number one, I think as the Bachelor, he just thinks that all of them assume they're all doing that. And they're never like, asked that straight up. It's kind of out of sight, out of mind for all of these three people. Usually you don't talk about it. Other people, the other dates.
I don't know if we mentioned it like this before, but the lead for this to even kind of work has to silo all the relationships. And that's what he did. Obviously he's behaving as if the other people and don't exist this whole time. And it works better with the people do it too, but a lot of them don't.
Yeah. And it's
harder.
Problem.
It's harder.
Yeah.
This was a moment where someone kind of broke the silo.
Yeah.
And like asked him a direct question about other relationships. It just doesn't happen at this point. So
that
he was
direct
like,
of a question.
Whoa.
Regarding fantasy suites.
What are you doing in this silo? This is me and Rachel's silo. You just punctured here. Yeah. I'm shocked that you're in here with us, but. That's why I think he had that look on his face at that point.
The man was stuttering.
He thought for a second, and then he said, to answer your question, yes, I have slept with someone else here, singular.
Singular.
And yes, I've expressed feeling.
Yes, I've expressed this feeling with someone else of falling in love.
And I think the look on his face also was the realization that he wanted to be with Susie. He explored the other relationships, however, if you want to put that in quotes or not, and then realized that's a charitable reading of it, that he realized I want to be with Susie, and now Susie's telling me that's more or less impossible.
Well, Clayton mentions, you said to explore relationships, and you wanted me to pick you for you. So yes, I have slept with other people, because I was under the understanding that we were on the same page. That I was going to.
Quite a
basically what he said.
Consequential miscommunication.
Yes.
He tells Susie, I am the most in love with you.
I haven't heard that before. I have not heard a lead.
He was trying to salvage
tell
it.
Them. I think he realized this is over. Let me try something else. Let me go. When things start to break down, the leads usually start going off script and saying stuff that I'm sure the producers don't want them to and stuff like that. And
well,
I think
they do.
I think you get
later.
Their honest opinion on, you know, I think you got this with Colton.
You're my number one.
You know, when things started to break down, it was like, okay, I just want to end this show because you're actually the person I want to be with. Things start to break down in terms of the show and how it works when push comes to shove.
Yes.
So he tells her, you know, basically I'm going to pick you. I'm most in love with you.
Yes.
Crazy.
Susie says this makes her feel worse and more sad because she didn't know how strongly he felt. Once again, kind of because he felt like because he can't tell her. Like the show doesn't work if he tells her at the clock tower, you know, when there's 11 people left or something. She didn't want to give him an ultimatum because she didn't want him to cut himself short in the process. So I guess she wanted him to go through with all the dates, but hoped, and she verbalized this, she hoped that he wouldn't go all the way, for lack of a better term, because he felt so strongly for Susie that he couldn't go through with that.
She says, if you feel like you're in love with me, it doesn't make sense to sleep with someone else. Those are two things I'm feeling strong about. I wouldn't feel comfortable.
They go back and forth for a bit. Won't enumerate everything they said. To this point, I thought it was a pretty respectful discussion.
Sure.
Clayton's hoping we could talk through it. Hope they can get it to work. Eventually, he comes clean and he says he slept with not one, not two, not five, not six, not seven. No, just two.
Just two, yep.
Because he had feelings for both of them and wanted to explore them.
Man, LeBron was wild in that summer room.
Yeah, he was caught up in the
outlandish
euphoria.
Shit.
Yeah. Not seven?
Seven? Eight?
He only signed a four-year deal.
Eight minimum?
Yeah, eight minimum.
When you're like 34?
Or this would be disappointment.
Nothing's going to go wrong in all that time.
It seemed possible.
We don't even know if this fits. LeBron?
No, there was a lot of discussion about, like, can they play together?
Yeah.
don't know. I thought he could have done it. Two was disappointing. This is LeBron, not Clayton. Two was disappointing.
Yes, agreed. 100%. 100%.
Anyway, Clayton asks, if you felt so strongly about this, why wouldn't you tell me? Susie gets up. She's talking to producers. Not outside just yet. She says, I know what he's saying. I don't know what to do. Clayton storms out. He says, this is what I was afraid of. Jesse, for some reason, is just hanging out outside, I guess. He was there. I mean, like, there was no waiting for Jesse. He was just there outside. Puts his cigar out and says, Clayton, what's going on? So Clayton lays it all out for him. Still hoping maybe she'll want to talk it out. Susie's crying to producer.
I think they had Jesse on deck ready for...
Well, they knew this was going to happen.
Yeah, this wasn't going to go well.
So Jesse, stick around. He's going to need to talk to you right about now. So Clayton tells Jesse what's going on. Jesse's like, well, damn, dude.
No advice, like, per usual from Jesse.
Glad I'm not in your shoes, buddy. It goes off the rails when Susie invites
him. One thing about Clayton, he storms out and he says, this is exactly what I'm afraid of. I don't believe in anything anymore. Everything is invalidated. You don't believe in anything anymore because... So I mean, Clayton was acting like this was impossible that this was happening to him. Everything up in his mind.
I took him storming out and that phrase specifically to mean like upset with production for letting, because they knew.
What?
And they put her last knowing.
I don't know, this all seems like a possibility when you're going into fantasy suites that one or multiple people are not okay with, even if they say they're going to be okay with it, aren't okay with when the structure of the show. Shove. Yeah. So I don't know. He was blown away by this happening, and I don't. I think that was.
He had some quotes that were a little over the top, dramatic too.
This was dramatic to me, is what I'm telling you. Like,
yes,
if I was The Bachelor, this would be in the back of my head as something that could happen, a possibility.
Sure, yeah. Watching this play out when they're talking inside, I thought there was a possibility, a good possibility for reconciliation, not immediate, but maybe after a break, there, you know, cooler heads would prevail.
And Clayton mentioned wanting to do the fantasy suites and just use that time to talk and figure things out if they do want to continue.
Sure.
And I thought that was a possibility too.
It seemed like she was delivering good news at the beginning of this conversation.
When she came back?
When they went back, when she came outside and invited him back, inside.
Come
now.
Back in.
It seemed like, okay, this could be salvaged.
Just to be clear, Clayton was hot, though, at this moment.
He was super hot, and I think his decision had been made, which ended up being a bad tactical decision, if you want to phrase it that way, because I think Susie was presenting the option of, let me digest this a little longer. We're not leaving together, but maybe we can talk afterwards. And then Clayton, keeping in line with his... All right, that's a little dramatic. He says, in my eyes, you just invalidated everything. I don't even know who I'm looking at anymore, which sounds like a line from one of your teen drama, like Euphoria or Outer Banks or something.
Listen, Rim,
a little
don't
over-dramatic.
Mention Euphoria with the other ones.
Okay.
The OC.
All right.
One Tree
you know
Hill.
What,
those
you know
are
what I
not
mean, though.
Built the same, Rim, and I'm not going to let you sit here and compare them.
My point is...
One of these is winning Emmys, Rim.
My point is...
Best actress. Well, Zendaya, the greatest living actress.
All right.
Okay?
Misha Barton didn't
win an Emmy. That's all I'm telling you.
Anything else? My point is it's a ridiculous quote that doesn't...
It's an absurd quote.
And then while they're walking out, she's still talking. She wants him to know, you know, it was real to me. It was real to me, damn it. That's the line from the rest of it.
That's good.
And then he stands there and holds the door open. She says, I'm sorry. I promise you every ounce of this has been real and genuine. Then Clayton drops a little faith thing, which is always dicey on this show. Because of my faith, I believe everything happens for a reason.
I didn't like that. I mean, to be honest, I didn't like anything Clayton came with
when the second
conversation came.
I'm
he
just
was
going,
very
I'm
mad.
Just going through.
Yeah, I hear you. I'm just telling you.
It could have been salvaged. He went the wrong route.
Because of my faith, I know everything happens for a reason. Like, I don't know.
while she's still talking, he's holding the, he's kind of like holding the door, waiting for her to get in the car. His decision was made. There was
I don't want to end this, you know, on good terms at this point anymore. Yes. I don't even care about
there
that.
There was no ending it on good terms.
He didn't care about that anymore.
No. And then Susie in the car, she's crying. She says, I hoped he would have handled that a little better. And the premiere for next week. Did you watch that?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
What happened? What's going on?
Insane premiere.
Okay, what happened? Did you watch it?
Do you want
it?
Me you to tell you? It? Do you just you want me to it? Tell you? Yeah, I watched
what
it.
What made you decide to watch it?
I don't know.
After
I just
not
kept
watching
going.
It all
I just
season.
Kept going. Well, I figured this was the big thing that had been teased in all the previews. And
okay,
that,
what happened?
That
tell me what happened.
Well, they're going to have a roast ceremony with two people.
Oh. Why? Wait.
Think about
what
that.
What do you mean?
Rachel
is
and Gabby.
Susie for sure done with the show right now?
Susie was not in the preview.
Okay.
And I believe her.
Like
to be,
he's going
to
send someone home still? Another person?
Well,
or does he bring someone in?
Well,
what's
usually how finales work is they do separate last final speeches. And
are they not doing that?
It appears they're having a rose ceremony. Think, imagine Rachel and Gabby standing next to each other waiting to get the final rose from Clayton, which is never been done.
So is that what they're talking about when they're saying something's going to happen that's never been done? They're doing a rose ceremony?
Yeah, and Jesse described it as the rose ceremony from hell. Like Vince McMahon, the rose ceremony from hell in the preview. And I don't think he's going to give, I don't think anybody's going to accept the rose because he, at the rose ceremony, I'll let you watch it. Okay. I'll let you watch it. I'll let you watch it.
Wow.
Anyway, so that's what happened. Do you mind if I do a little, here's where I stand on this monologue?
I would love that.
First, you don't need me to tell you that Clayton acted like an asshole at the end. That kind of goes without saying. I think his reputation is probably stained in Bachelor Nation forever.
Indefinitely.
regardless of any remorse he shows on After the Final Rose, I think it's...
Which he's definitely going to show.
Which he's absolutely going to show.
He's and already apologized, I'm pretty sure, on the notes.
Notes app is probably notes app receipt as long as the CBS receipt.
The season has resulted in more notes apps apologies from a lead than ever
than
in
most.
The history. They should have promoted that. That's what they should have had in the previews.
What I'm saying is, I don't think it doesn't
matter.
Like,
yeah.
It's over.
Sure.
Although. Maybe not. I mean, Nick Vile has a highlight reel of
you can always
real
turn
scummy
it around,
moments,
around.
And he seems Ram, relatively popular now.
Listen, you show up at the beach, a couple of the favorites of the
franchise. He's not getting invited to the beach.
He'll get invited.
Clayton ain't getting invited to the beach.
Clayton wants to show up at the beach, Rim. Clayton will be at the beach.
I don't think so.
Promise you that.
Okay, so that's my note about
you.
Clayton. If this ended really as kind of like a semi-Clayton defender throughout the season, this was a horrible look and left a bad taste in my mouth. That's not what I want to dwell on, though.
Okay.
Susie's ultimatum, boundary, whatever you want to call it.
Yes.
Completely reasonable.
Sure.
I think most people are in a similar camp. If I'm on the verge of committing to someone for life, eternity, perpetuity,
forever,
I would prefer if they hadn't shared intimate relations with one, much less two people that same week. That's my preference.
That's how I listen, Rim. We all have our preferences.
Some people are
that's
into
your preference?
Different types
that's
of things.
That's my preference as well.
My preference is let's pump the brakes on hooking up with
that's
other people.
That's Susie's preference. The same as our preference.
Yes. It's a
Susie,
it's a conventional
Rim
preference.
And AB are all shaking hands. Okay?
what meme were you describing? I'm thinking of Spider-Man. Anyway, yeah, add a third Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Under normal circumstances, it doesn't even need to be stated.
Of course not.
But on this show, it's safer to put it on the table before the situations arise. There is an entire episode named for the lead being intimate
Fantasy
and alone
suites.
With multiple people.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone knows it's on the horizon. I also think it's within reason for Clayton to be displeased with the fact that he didn't know about this specific boundary from Susie that was very likely to be broken given the structure of the show. Beforehand, he didn't know about it beforehand. I think he's within his rights to be like, well, this, you know, what's going on here? However, I don't really fault Susie for not telling him earlier. it's easy to say, oh, Susie should have told him. She could have, but it's not real life and not really in her control completely. When should she have brought this up? At hometowns? It's kind of presumptive because you don't even know if you're going to be there yet. You haven't gotten the rose.
I don't know when the appropriate, yeah, you don't want to jump the gun.
You don't want to be like, hey, by the way, if you give me a rose, here's my expectations for next week. You don't jump that far ahead.
I hear you.
Most of the time. The last time they saw each other was when they were toasting as a group of four after the rose ceremony. If Susie's date was first and she expressed this, I'm not sure he would have had an issue with it if he knew at that moment that Susie was his choice. I think they'd go through with the overnight and then he'd break it off with the other two before then. But because he's the bachelor and the expectation is for him to fully explore the other relationships and decide which one he wants to commit to, that's what he did. He was playing within the structure of the show, and Susie was operating more towards real life.
Yeah.
And those two things don't jive. Last thing I'll say on that is I think they need to reinstitute the ban on the L word from Leeds. Ban it. That's what's going to bite him in the ass next week. That's why this whole thing is going to fall apart. Because each person he said, I'm falling in love with you to, was under the impression that they were the only one he was saying that to. All three of them. So now he has to come clean about that, and it's going to be a debacle of the highest order. So I think they should ban it. Any thoughts, AB? Those are kind of disjointed, so I don't blame you if you're...
It seemed there's a couple things for me. This just seemed like I don't blame either party necessarily. I think until the end with Clayton. Clayton handled it very poorly.
Yes.
In terms of if that's someone that you were planning to marry and he said he was the most in love with her, the way he handled that,
it was like a switch flip.
Conversation was crazy, and I can't believe it happened the way it did.
Yeah.
With him, the way he's acted the rest of the season, I didn't see that coming. It seems like this should have just ended with them going separate ways, almost.
It should have ended with when she kind of opened the door back up for, like, let me absorb this for a while.
Yeah.
Could have been like, all right.
They could have
go our separate ways, and that's it. We'll talk about it later. Like, think on it.
But it ended up with him kind of getting super angry with her, which was crazy. Because the problem was he didn't see it from her lens at all. He was just looking at it through his, like, he was thinking, obviously I'm going to be sleeping with these three people. I'm the bachelor. That's what the bachelors
do. We all knew
do.
This was coming.
We knew this was coming, which is a reasonable thought, but you also should just be looking at it from her point of view.
The real world.
The real world, which isn't, it's tough because what she was thinking, I don't find reasonable for this show. Like an ultimatum like that, pre-ultimatum, not telling him about that ultimatum and then getting mad about it isn't really reasonable for how this show works, but she never she handled it well.
Yeah.
She never was the one that, you know, lost her temper or was really angry with Clayton. In fact, she often mentioned I get why you're angry. And she was understanding it all falls on Clayton in terms of how that how everything went down.
The reaction,
the reaction and everything, how it went down. He handled it really poorly.
Unprecedented.
I think it was just a misunderstanding, or maybe we've talked about it. She didn't know she was going to feel that way until
it happened.
It actually had happened, and she had a very reasonable reaction. But that's just not how this show's going to work.
Not an unprecedented situation. In fact, this occurs frequently now.
No, it kind of happened with Hannah Brown, right? With that Luke guy?
Maddie and Peter, too. Although Peter reacted in a better way.
Mm-hmm.
It just, these situations, I think, remind us of how absurd the whole thing is. Like, no one here is involved in a committed relationship. The contestants are in one relationship with the lead, but I'm not sure you could even classify as it as committed because you're all, you know, there are other people involved and there are scheduled public breakup rituals where attendance is required. So I just fall short of calling that committed. No one's committed, but they're all declaring love for one another and taking these steps to engagement, these like traditional steps to engagement, and then are shocked when it falls apart. The only way this works is if all people involved silo it and pretend no one else exists, which they try to do, but it kind of, a lot of times it doesn't work and it falls apart, which is where the drama and entertainment comes from. But this is designed to fail.
Yep. So I think where we've, to sum it up, too long, don't listen. We both understand where Susie's coming from. Then also understand why Clayton got angry, but then we don't agree how he showed that anger. That's just what it comes down to.
We understand why
Clayton was like, this isn't reasonable how you're acting. Not how you're acting, but this request of me after the fact. You could have just told me this and I would have, he basically said he wouldn't have done this if you would have told him.
Yeah.
But then how he handled it was terrible. So
agreed. They were put in this position for maximum chaos. They could have been put in a position for maximum love and bliss, but they went this way. They were put this way on purpose. So that's the part that made. Anyway, anything else, AB?
No.
Do you have any I guess you don't have any predictions for the finale because you didn't watch the preview, but I predict
he
ends up with no one.
They keep saying that something crazy's happening, so we'll see.
He ends up with no one, is my prediction. Everyone yells at him, including his family. And that's how it goes.
It's going to be a rough couple of weeks for old Clayton.
It's going to be tough. I'm not sure I would have made a Twitter account if I were him coming into this season. I would have stayed off the web knowing what was coming here. The mailbag. We didn't have a question last week, I don't believe. 773-234-7791-94. This is from Dylan. We need to have a ban on ex-football player bachelors until we figure out what's going on. Thank you, Dylan. Maggie. I'm listening to you talk about Gabby's dad doing the Love Actually bit. I read a couple people on Reddit suggest that her dad didn't agree to let production close enough to him to mic him up, Gabby's dad. So when we saw Gabby start to walk down the driveway, they probably talked from a distance, but since her dad didn't have a mic, they didn't have any usable footage of it. A few others mentioned that as well. Thank you, Maggie. That's a believable.
That's sure.
813 area code. Can't believe you guys didn't mention the unbelievable silent sponsorship in last week's episode. Every single family had a Ring doorbell, and there was a shot centered on that doorbell each time Clayton arrived to meet the parents. I didn't catch it either. I couldn't stop thinking about how these must have been Amazon-sponsored burner houses the whole episode. Thank you, 813. 561 area code. While Clayton may have been hamming it up in the Riversport OKC, I believe his fear may have been somewhat genuine. My fiance is also giant-sized, 6'3", 250. Ding! Like the Dan Patrick Show. And people...
Can't teach that.
And people that size are constantly reminded that the world is not built for them. Some doorways, cars, Peloton bikes, etc. Like the Shaq Buick commercial. When my partner and I do activities like this, roller coasters, zip line, obstacle course... Damn, 561 and her husband are doing it all. Roller coasters, zip lines, and obstacle courses. He's concerned that the safety equipment will not contain / support him, and that is where his nerves come from.
Mm.
Thank you, 561.
That's fair.
Clayton claims he didn't realize he was hooked up to a harness. And the lie detector test said that was
that
a lie.
That simply can't be the case. You forgot you got hooked up to a harness? Is that what he said?
I don't know where I saw that, but I think he claimed I didn't realize I was on a harness. That he's just jumping off the building. 253 area code. This is in regards to growing up in a nice town on the water. I grew up in an idyllic town on the water in Washington State. In the park downtown, they do summer concerts, fish fries, and a townwide scavenger hunt. That sounds cool.
Awesome.
It has become a vacation destination in recent years because of how peaceful and serene it is. I couldn't wait to get out and have lived four different places since leaving at 17. So even if you grow up, where you grow up is awesome. Some people just can't wait to skedaddle.
Okay.
Thank you, 253. Any question for next week?
Have we done Bachelorette? Because we're going to learn about Bachelor. I guess we're going to learn then. We're probably going to learn at the finale.
We might not.
I was reading something that sounds like they're planning to.
All right. Yeah. Who do you want to be the Bachelor? And why? And if you already know, then I don't know.
I don't think it's, don't I don't think it's known yet. I don't know if Steve has said anything.
Well, his word's as good as...
Yeah.
The Rose League scoring... So is that the question? Who do you want to be the next Bachelor?
Who do you want to be the Bachelorette? Who do you think's going to be the Bachelorette? That's what I want to know. I don't care about who you want. Who do you think? Because we all know who we want isn't going to happen.
Well, I think there's a lot of different people that people might want.
That's true. Yeah, I don't
Gabby,
even know
Serene,
who I want.
Gabby, Serene, Susie. Yeah, lot of them. Rachel. The Rose League scoring update. We know what this is at this point. There's only three possible roster configurations. 320 people tied for first. Congratulations.
Maddie P. came out of the dark shadows on the Facebook group. Presented herself. Defended herself. And I believe her. Seemed genuine.
Is it just a lot of details about the research? And
she
like
had to come out.
Down.
She had to.
Well, yeah, it was a direct call out.
She had to let it be known that she is not a cheater. Now, that's what she says. You never know. I don't know her.
It's tough to verify.
And listen,
so what was the explanation? That, like, I watch all the previews.
Let
I pause.
Just read
and
it.
Like,
Let me just read it. Let me just read it. Someone had a funny message from a tweet. Why is Susie mad at Clayton for sleeping with other women when she's literally had sex in a windmill with Peter four times? She really did look like
Hannah
Brown.
That.
Especially
someone
this
Hannah
episode.
Her mom.
She really looked like her this episode for whatever reason.
There was some deja vu moments.
Yeah. Where did it go? Oh, Madison from Madison in the group said, I swear I'm not cheating. I have no idea how I'm in first place in the Rose League. I've only been first in the weekly rankings one time. I literally have no idea how this is happening. LOL.
Okay, well, I'm going to check her scores then, because that might be a glitch.
She said later in the comments, she said, honestly, I wish I were in second or third. It's too much pressure being first. Had to come here and defend my honor. LOL.
Okay. Well, Madison P. is still in the lead.
Madison P., is she still up there?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
It's probably like she accidentally got to submit two one time, and that's all it is.
No, she showed her points. She's high rank. She's in the top 50 of, or she's in the top 100 of all but one. And she's fourth once, 15th, 10th.
So just consistent.
It's consistent.
Hmm.
Hey, this game defended herself. I believed her.
That's a rational explanation.
I believe her, yeah.
It just happened.
Sometimes stuff just happens.
We are not going to stop with the cheating bit, though. That bit will never die.
I mean, gun to my head. Gun to my head. Someone walks in here. Burglar. Does Madison P. cheat? I say, yeah.
Have we done that before?
Yeah, we have. It's the same thing. We did. I can't remember what we did that for. Yeah. Burglar. I like
burglar. A funny word.
I like more than just gun to my head. I want a burglar to be in there and asking a ridiculous question while they're threatening my life.
Rose League every week.
Is Madison P. in the Rose League cheating? I say, yeah.
You have any proof? No, but I mean, come on, man.
Come on.
It's obvious.
How would she be in first this long?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's do the draw for the winner this week. It's Madison P. No. No, it's not. Sorry, Madison. Your t-shirt's coming. We all know that's how this ends. Team Cinnamon Low is the winner this week. Congratulations. Cinnamon Low. Madison P. leads the full season, followed by Colin _ M. Maybe Kalen.
Do you just pick one person for this final week? Is that how this works? Because it could all fall apart for her.
What's your question? That was for the winner of this week with who tied for first in the week.
If Madison P. picks the wrong person for the last week, she would lose probably.
Do you run the numbers on that?
I have no idea how this works.
Oh, me neither.
I'm saying that's, there's only two people left, so I assume you only pick one. You're not just going
to... Yeah, she, and probably, it's probably a lot of points. She could lose.
That's
she
what I'm saying. Lose. She could pick the wrong person. Now, of course, if you're in first place, it, had that been me, Madison P., if I was Madison P., I'd cheat. I'd get the shirt. I'd go for your auto shirt. This is an auto shirt situation. Integrity be damned. Go get that shirt.
No, I wouldn't. You know what I'd do?
What would you do?
I would cheat and then reverse my pick.
Oh.
To prove that I'm not a cheater.
Because if see she proves works? It, the next week we might just be like, we're going to throw a t-shirt for all the ill will we've...
No, I wouldn't. I would just go without my shirt. No, see, now you're making promises we're probably not going to keep. If I were her, I would... Cheat, get it wrong cheat. On purpose. Now get it wrong on purpose is what
you
I'm saying.
Cheat to get it wrong on purpose. Even if
my
you
integrity
were,
is worth more than a
even
shirt.
If you were doing it right the whole time. Let's say Madison P is not a liar, and she has been doing it right the whole time. Mm-hmm. Would you cheat? You're saying you would cheat to get it wrong just to.
I would try to get it wrong,
just to restore your name, which has been absolutely.
Tarnished.
Drug through the mud for weeks, including a long segment right now where we're continuing to drag it through the mud.
I don't know.
I would cheat.
Tough situation.
Just to be clear, I would cheat if I was you.
Integrity be damned.
At this point, integrity be damned. Let me get my shirt. A lot of good logos out there.
A lot of good designs out there.
A lot of good designs out there.
Followed by Colin M. Pitmaster 420. Scrumptious Scara or Scara?
Okay.
I'm not good with long and short vowels. Katie Rose, Claire Henhen, Kelsey Teef, Lily Bug 11, Anna Ivanov, and Team Maratuni. Thanks everyone for playing
Thank
the Rose
you.
League, except the cheaters. Do you have a headline of the week? A secondary one?
I got a second one here. This is from insider.com. I was on. I spent $4,000 to be on The Bachelor, and I got sent home the first night. This is written by Daria Rose, who is eliminated on the first night of this season with Clayton. She goes over what all she bought in preparation, including specifics, where she bought it from, how much it costs, and it tallied up to her wardrobe total was $3,408. She also got her hair done and stocked her makeup bag to get TV ready. Came out to about $4,000, Rim, to go on this show, to get eliminated in night one and probably not invited to Bachelor in Paradise. $4,000. So, I will never financially recover from this.
No, Amy. Writing the article was smart. This might be wrong.
Of course it was smart.
But it was smart because then you might be able to take that $4,000 and write those off as business expenses.
Okay.
And I think that's one of the only ways you could get away with that. I don't think without the article, I don't think she could write those off. So keep an eye. I'm not trying to get her audited, but that's how I
would go about it. $4,000.
Good headline.
One night. You didn't even get to wear most of the stuff. And
yeah,
you didn't
use
any of the makeup.
That's the
tragic.
Biggest tragedy of this season,
yeah,
frankly.
It's sad.
Four G's.
Four G's.
Sad. Schedule. Yep. Next week, I believe the finale is Monday, and after the final rose is Tuesday. I would not be surprised if the finale were...
I bet it's a three-hour deal.
I think it leaks into Tuesday.
Three-hour,
one-hour. After the final rose. So, different scenarios. If the finale is Monday, and Tuesday is only after the final rose, we're not waiting till after the final... I don't want to wait till after the final rose to put the episode out.
What if something big happens and you want to see what Clayton says? I don't think that's going to be the case. I don't even know why you're running through that scenario. I don't think that's the case.
Got to prepare for all scenarios. You think it's just going to leak it? Let's just assume it leaks into Tuesday.
Yeah, that's what I'm assuming.
All right.
I'm very confident in that.
I know what after the final rose is going to be. He's going to be remorseful. People are going to, you know, chide him, and then he's going
to. I'm interested to see the crowd.
Off.
Is the crowd going to
scurry off?
I love a hostile crowd.
I guess I hope
I
his mom shows up
that.
And gets into it with the crowd and defends Clayton.
Yeah, I would like.
You don't know what it's like in there in the in the pressure cooker. You don't get it. That's all we can hope for.
Yeah, that's all we can hope for is a raucous crowd that is
and
very
parent,
vocal.
And a defensive parent, yeah.
And a defensive parent. That's what we can all hope for.
Yep. Anything else?
I don't think so. No. Nope.
Keep an eye on our Instagram at Rosecast Podcasts. Doing another bracket. Stay tuned. Okay. Have a heavenly day. Thanks for listening.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.